Everybody, welcome to the Helsinki China podcast. My name is Julie Yuwen Chen. I'm professor of Chinese studies at University of Helsinki. In today's podcast, we would like to talk about a new book published by a Taiwanese novelist Li Qingfeng. In July this year, Taiwanese novelist Li Qingfeng was named winner of the Akutagawa Prize for Japan. I hope my pronunciation is correct. So Li Qingfeng, his 2021 novel is written in Japanese language. It is called in English, Island Where Flowers Bloom on the Shore. Li is 31 years old. She moved from Taiwan to Japan in 2013. And after studying at Waseda University, she released her debut novel. I think it's called Hidori Mai. Again, I'm not so sure if my pronunciation is correct. It's called Thanks Alone in English. So that was published in 2017. But this winning novel in 2021, it's basically about a fictional island. I don't really know the details of the story. So joining me today is Sarah Park. She's our lecturer in Japanese studies at University of Helsinki. Sarah has read the novel and she actually brought a copy of this novel from Japan to me recently. So Sarah, welcome. I would like to first ask you, so what is the Japanese name of this novel?
Hello, thank you for inviting me. So it's Japanese title of the book is Higanbana no Sakushima. So maybe it can be translated into the island where the spider lily blooms.
This prize that Li Qingfeng she has won is called this Akutagawa Prize. Yes. What is the prize exactly?
So it is, Akutagawa Prize is one of the best well-known and I think the most prestigious Japanese literary awards besides Naoki Prize. And usually the winner is presented twice a year and immediately after he or she will be sought after in the mass media and attract a lot of attention.
Very interesting. So how is the main plot of this novel?
Put it very simply, a girl with a memory finds herself stranded on an island. And there, people speak two types of language. One is similar to Japanese, another is similar to Chinese. And strangely, women politically lead the island. And there, she makes friends with a girl and a boy. And as she started learning the two languages and as she grows friendship, she also discovers hidden history of the island, which is only actually inherited by women.
So this island is not real, it's a fictional island.
It is, looks like a fantasy story.
Right. So what do you find interesting about this novel?
Two clear messages. So obviously this work supports feminist or sisterhood ideas and maybe sexual minorities. And it also clearly reflects current political tension in China, Japan, Taiwan, as well as social situation or so-called atmosphere in Japan. And also another interesting thing in this novel is the language. So as I said, in the island, people speak two languages, and the author also, I think, intentionally uses her own language. And of course, you can read it and find it maybe sophisticated Japanese language, but at the same time, I think you will also recognize the author tries to make her own Japanese language as Taiwanese in Japan. And the third is the description of the island. So in the book, when you open the book, you will find a map of the island. And the shape of the island is almost identical to an island in Japan, which is a border island in Okinawa Prefecture, and its closest neighboring island is Taiwan. So actually, people in the island used to travel to work in Taiwan when Japan colonized Taiwan. And I know some people from that island, and one of them was proudly told me that they used to speak more formal Japanese language other than than other people in Okinawa Prefecture because they either worked or studied in Taiwan. So if you know the history of that island, the novel seems to give you more detailed, interesting information.
So it's a fictional island, but somehow it actually might reflect a real island. And and the content seems to be somehow can speak to the contemporary situation. Perhaps that's why it's attracting to, I don't know, some readers.
I think so. And of course, the storyline or plot is kind of surprising one. You can actually read it. When you start reading it, maybe you feel it's very exciting, interesting because of its surprising plot.
I have to learn Japanese first. But I think my understanding is Li Qingfeng, being a Chinese native speaker, she planned to translate her work herself into Chinese. So perhaps in the coming 1 or 2 years, we can expect to read a Chinese translation.
Yes.
So my last question to you is, how do you feel about this novel personally? Is this something that matches your personal taste?
Well, first of all, I have to admit that I'm not really a great fan of novel stories. So I didn't really read novels, especially recent years. Still, this work, you know, as I said, has a surprising plot, interesting language, and I think it also has details that you can read in various ways or you can interpret in various ways. And although its message is clear or too clear for me, it's fine, it's acceptable. And some people might actually like it. And if you read a novel similar to reading academic article, you know, the novel has clear question, surprising finding, clear message or statement. So some people, I think, appreciate it. So you can digest the plot and message of the work if you wish. But I rather prefer novels that, you know, make you lose your words. And I hope ours to describe something more than the real world. And this work, I think this novel describes the real world with real hopes or statements.
So not your kind of novel, but some people might like it.
Yes. As I said, this novel is rather like of course it is a fantasy story, but it's, for me, similar to somehow an academic article.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your insights with us. So you have been listening to Helsinki China Past with me, Julie Yuen Chen, and Sarah Park at University of Helsinki, Finland. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.